Hi, this is a dictation for Marnie Wynn, M-A-R-N-I-E-W-I-N-N. Date of birth is 3/30/1970. Date of date of service is 6/14/2022. The patient presents for a follow-up evaluation. The last seen on 4/28/2022. It could not come last time because she had reported that she slipped and fell on a wet floor at home very badly, and she was having severe pain in her lower back and buttocks area. Although she did not go to the hospital emergency room, and she made an appointment to be seen here, but she couldn't make it two times due to the severe pain. Currently, our level of pain is focused in the lower back across, radiating to both the buttocks as well as in both the knees due to the aggravated by the fall. The pain level is reported between 8 and 9. ADLs are reported affected around 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And she reports that she is in severe pain and no relief is there. She also ran out of her medications for pain. She is being provided once a day pain medications. In the ADL, patients reported that her general activity, mood, walking ability, work and relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected, 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. In system review, patient reports a neurology and psych, no history of any headaches or vision disturbances, balance problem, memory problems, or any dizziness, vertigo, no seizures or loss of consciousness are reported, and there is no anxiety, depression, or panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports there is no history of any stiffness of the neck pain, or middle back, shoulder pain, or lower back pain. Moderate pain in the left knee is reported. There is a lower back pain the patient has, but no stiffness in the lower back or neck or shoulder reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, or incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that she fell down and she had a consistent severe pain, very excruciating, radiating to both the buttocks. In last 1 month, patient reports there are no changes in the pain levels. And actually, it has worsened due to the recent fall. In the medical history, there is no changes in the medical history except the fall history. In surgical history, in last 30 days, patient report that she has had a scope for the left knee and it is improved in the pain. Right knee scope is going to be done soon. History of hospitalization, none. Weight loss, 13 pounds. And trauma, she reports falling on the wet floor in the kitchen. Current pain medications are null. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 146 over 81, pulse ox is 100, and pulse is 79. The rest of the physical examination is identical from the previous visit of 3/8/2022. The dictation number will be 0311-081 with the following modifications in the physical exam. In the general review is the same. The musculoskeletal examination. Spine tenderness is present in L4, L5, and bilateral sacral iliac joint. Paravertebral muscle spasm is present from L1 to L5 bilaterally. Hypertonicity, 1 plus hypertonicity. In the cervical spine is completely normal range of motions. Forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, the forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15, hyperextension is painful beyond 15 degrees. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. The cervical spine Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction test is negative, Soto heart test is negative, myelopathy signs are negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test was negative and Slump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski-Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test is positive for 30 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. CAM test is positive. Breger test negative. Babinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, both the sacroiliac joints are tender and both are equally tender. Faber test was positive bilaterally. And Gonsalin test is positive bilaterally. Compression test and destruction test was positive bilaterally today. In the extremities examination, the left knee has no swelling and no tenderness. Range of motions are completely normal at 140 degrees of flexion and extension, and no crepitus, no popping noise or grinding noise is felt in the knee examination on the left side. And collateral ligaments are intact. And the anterior drawer, posterior drawer is intact. McMurray sign, Steinman sign are negative. Patellar apprehension is negative. The sign of small scars for the entry of the scope is present. Two of them. The patient had recent scope done for the left knee, and she feels completely better. In the right knee examination, the patient has had a previous surgery by Dr. Kenneth Brooks for right leg osteotomy and a nail placement. However, she has multiple findings in the MRIs. And on physical examination, there is a scar on the right knee for the previous surgery. On palpation, there is a minimal tenderness and swelling. Range of motion is limited to 100 degrees of flexion. The collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is 4/5. Valgus varus abnormality is not present. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is positive. Patellar apprehension is positive. McMurray sign, Steinman sign is negative. The gait is slightly painful. The diagnosis remains the same from the previous visit. Plan of care is as follows. The patient is already following up with the orthopedic surgeon, and she is being referred again to Dr. Sam Hockey. I hear that she has a date for right knee scoping in 2 weeks' time. Currently, she fell down, and her positive finding and objective examination are there. I'm planning to provide her a coverage with narcotic for pain medication, Percocet, 10 milligram, once a day for 30 days. After that, I will reevaluate the patient. The MRIs for the lumbar spine were positive previously for bulging disc at L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5, SN with facet arthropathy. I'm going to go ahead and do another lumbar epidural steroid injection for her in the process of relieving her pain at this time, and maybe into sacroiliac joint bilaterally after that, if need be. I have refilled her medication for naproxen 500 twice a day, tizanidine 4 milligram every 8 hours, L-level 50 milligram at night, and melatonin 10 at night. The patient is quite stable otherwise, and she'll be seen. Tomorrow for epidural injections, and 30 days from now for follow-up visit. Thank you.